It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that we are not a part of, or we put ourselves in a place of being segregated or even degraded. It's so many times in our lives that the battle that's going on within, the fight that's going on within inside of our minds and inside of our hearts take us to a place of thinking and believing that no matter what I do, it ain't enough, or no matter what I say, or no matter how I try, it seems as if it just ain't gonna get any better. But then we put ourselves yet in that place again of not just degradation or segregation, but we put ourselves in that place of darkness within our own selves because of what's going on within us. But we as people are truly here to be helpers one to another. But because we get into a place of thinking and believing that a person is looking at us a certain way, or they're thinking about us a certain way, or they're pointing a finger or wagging their head or judging, that we yet again put ourselves in that place of degradation or even segregation and withdrawing, or even shutting down, or even not even expressing ourselves, or even simply just being true. So we have a tendency of allowing ourselves to go into that place to just lie, or go into that place of even lying to ourselves, not being true to God, and even not even being true to our own selves. Or even we will redirect some things, or even rethink some things. And these things are just retracting themselves inside of our minds, inside of our hearts, that yet again puts us in that place of degradation or even segregation. We allow our own selves to be encaged and trapped in a place of captivity within our own selves because of our inner infirmities, says the Lord. Oh God, help us today. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, because the Lord has been dealing with me about this thing. He woke me up at midnight, and I've been up, and he's been talking to me, and he's been sharing some things with me about us as an individual, which we are supposed to be on one mind, on one accord, as a whole. We got to understand that it's just not simply just about us. Okay, let me rephrase that. Yes, it's about you, but it's about you and God. So in the midst of you understanding that we are supposed to become a singleness with him, in the midst of us becoming a singleness with him, we got to exactly do what he tells us to do. So we got to empty some things out. Red yellow sheets of paper, red pens. We want to write down all these things that's going on inside of our minds, inside of our hearts. These things that's hidden. These things that we lie to openly to others, but in actuality it's something else that's going on in the inside that we lie to even to ourselves. In actuality, is something that's really going on in our thoughts. We have to get to a place or to a point within our own hearts and our own minds and simply choose to release these things. We cannot hold on to this stuff. We cannot allow a word of conversation or even a phrase to toss us or cause us to get into that place of degradation or segregation or withdraw or thinking this kind of way or thinking that kind of way or even going into a place of fear, because there's a lot of times that we as people have a tendency of fearing what people may think about us, what they may say, or even how they may act towards us, because we express ourselves or we release some things or we talk about some things or we even confess some things, when in actuality, when we don't do this stuff, it causes us yet again to get into that place of degradation and segregation, or that dark place, that depressed place, that place where we thinking and believe that we are not enough, can't do it right, or I never get it right. And so this is where the enemy wants us to be and wants us to stay, because he do not want us to be free. He don't want us to be healed. He don't want us to be delivered. He don't want us to get along. He don't want us to love one another. He don't want us to help one another. He do not even want us to see the truth, because he is a liar. And because he is a liar, he want to feed these lies unto us in our minds and in our hearts. How do he do that? By what we see, what we hear, and how we perceive things, y'all. Everybody should be writing down something, because we all got some stuff going on down in the inside of us. We all got some stuff going on in our minds, and we tracking things. We cannot pass over, cross over. And I've been having me trying to preach and trying to help you guys to get over that Jordan. We do not want to keep that wilderness mentality. We do not want to stay in that place where the enemy wants us to stay, engaged and trapped in captivity with a ball and chain dragon stuff. He wants us to be linked up into foolishness that we cannot get free. We don't even have a desire to get free. And when God starts freeing us, we allow something, what we see, what we hear, or our perception to take us right back where the enemy wants us to stay instead of where God trying to take us. Come on, somebody. Father God, touch us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your direction, Father God, that we won't get into a place of being stuck. We will not be into a place, Father God, where we're causing our own selves to degrade and segregate our own self, withdrawing, shutting down, Father God, or even simply turning away from the things that you designed for us to go by, the things that you designed for us to follow, the ways that you designed for us, Father God, to bow down to, which is your ways, God, not our own ways. We bow down to our own ways, says the Lord. We are so self-willed. We are so self-willing. That is not how God designed us to be, and neither is it how he wants us to be. But because we are so prideful, and I'm grown, I can do what I want to do, and this is that, and this is that, we get all messed up and tangled in our own mind. And I just see vines going through our neurons inside of our brain. We get all wrapped up in tangled, and we get stuck to that spider web. And once we get stuck to that spider web, all this other stuff start rushing us and entangling us and intertwining us that we cannot get away. And what do a spider do? Once you get stuck to that web, he entwines his web around you so that you cannot get away. And guess what? He go back later to get you and devour you because he already got you in a place of captivity. Who that sound like? The devil, baby. The devil. That's how he want us to be. Stuck to that foolishness. Wrapped up and entangled and entwined. And when he got you in that place where you stuck, he know you cannot move forward and you cannot break through. He gonna come back and devour you because his duty that he believe is to steal, kill, and destroy each and every last one of us. The Bible says he want to sift us as wheat. He want us to become nothing. He want us not to do absolutely nothing concerning Christ. And freeing our own selves. He wants us to be in a place of bondage and hate and resentment towards one another. That's what he wants. That is his goal. So he tricks us by what we see, what we hear, and it causes us to perceive a thing that we start believing it. We will believe that lie, baby. Not only will we believe it, we will walk in it, and which causes us to go into a place of pride. It'll put us in a place of pride. It'll put us in a place of haughtiness or disregarding what the Lord said or simply just ignoring what he's saying. Because we don't want to fight or we don't want to keep pressing or we don't want, it's just too much. The devil is a lie. We have to get to a place or to a point in our lives that we have to choose whether or not we want to live or die. For God I live and for God I die. For the devil I live and for the devil I die. Choose. If we're going to keep falling back into that wilderness mentality, you're going to die. Nobody left that wilderness. But Joshua and a couple more. That's because he chose to live for God. He chose to believe God. He trusted who? God. Let's go to the book of Romans. We always speaking and believing that we are alone. Hold up. Hold them. Hold them. Go to the book of Romans. That was the instructions. We so self-willed. We so disobedient. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. We don't want to do the book. We don't want to apply the scripture. We don't want to allow the scripture to break the yokes and the chains and the bandits and the bonds. We want to stay in that place where we are because we want to do it how we want to do it, when we want to do it. We do. Go to the book of Romans. I'm not tarrying. Romans 15. The name of the sermon today is Our Infirmities. And then it's a calling. The Fight Within. The Fight Within. What is infirmity? It's a quality or state of lacking physical strength or vigor. It's a condition of being feeble or weak. It's a personal failing. Infirmities don't necessarily have to be you sick or you got this. It could very well be you sick in your mind. You're sick in your heart. It could be something that you are fighting with. What is fight? To put forth a determined effort. It's a struggle to endure or surmount. It's a forceful effort to reach a goal or objective. It's a strive to reduce or eliminate. Our infirmities, the fight within. How many times you win that fight within? Because I done already explained to y'all what a fight is, the difference in a battle. When you fight, you come out with wounds and then they gotta heal. In the midst of their healing, it causes all kind of layers of skin to go. If you scratch your knee or you cause your skin to break open, in order for it to heal, it's going to have to cause layers to take place for your skin to grow back. Because your skin is just not your top skin. Your skin has layers. And then it causes a scab to get on it. When you pull that scab off, it hurts. When you are in a fight, it causes wounds that's going to hurt. These wounds are the kind of hurt that you got to face. And it ain't going to feel good when that scab is being pulled off. It's a fight within. It's these infirmities. It's these things that's going on that's in the inside of us that we will not face. We don't want to face it. And when God sent help for us to be able to face it, then we reject that. We do not want to accept anything that God has for us that can lead us to a place of freedom, peace, wholeness, completeness, fulfillment, love. Why? Because we think that we could do it alone. Oh, this is between me and God. And he just going to. But he said, Romans 15, chapter 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. It does not mean that we are going to be men or women pleasers. That is not what that scripture means. It means that we got to be more concerned about one another. We have to be concerned about one another because it could be an area or a fight within you that's going on in the inside of you that causes you to be in a place of weakness, that if I see you going through it and I'm asking you what's going on, what's really the problem, you feel like you don't want to share or you don't want to express, it may very well be a place where I am more stronger in than you, and I can help you to get through your weakness by simply edifying you, lifting you up, and giving you the what's in that word. I'm just saying. Come on. Go to the book. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. So in me bearing your infirmities does not mean that I am carrying your burdens. It is just that I have learned, I have experienced, I have went through, and now I can help you. So why is we got to be ashamed? Why is there embarrassment? Why we lie and simply say it's one thing when it's actually another? Why we lie and try to cover up and pretend, oh, it's, I'll be okay. No, you ain't. You can't. Because if you could, you wouldn't be weak in that area. Come on, somebody. If you was going to be all right, it wouldn't be such a fight within. So you need some help. Why reject it? Why? Oh, shame, embarrassment, guilt, resentment. That's where the enemy wants you to be. Because if he keep you in that place of shame, embarrassment, fear, and guilt, then he know I got her where I want her. I got him where I need him to be. He ain't gonna never do it. That's when we put our place in segregation and degradation and withdraw and feel as if we ain't enough, but I can't get it right and wrong. That's where he wants you to be. That's where he wants you to stay. He don't want you to be free. He don't want you to think nobody trying to help you. He wants you to think everybody against you, boo. That's what he wants you to believe. Because if he could get you to believe that, then he know he can get you by yourself. And if he got you by yourself, he can talk to you, baby. He can persuade you. He can convince you. And he got you. How about that? How about that? We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to what? Edification. I just told y'all that. What is edification? To instruct and improve, especially in moral and religious knowledge. To provide someone with more of spiritual understanding. I'm going to start over again. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. You better accept that help, because that help that's coming to you, baby, can very well edify you. What is that? Give you some understanding in what you're going through. Letting you understand that, okay, this too shall pass. Let me prove it to you. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me prove it to you. Listen to this scripture here. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Listen to this. What is reproach? A cause or occasion of blame, discredit, or disgrace. It's to express disappointment in or displeasure with a person for a conduct that is blameworthy or in need of amendment. It's a cause of shame. It's a state of having lost the esteem of others. It's to criticize someone severely or angrily, especially for personal failings. It's to criticize someone, usually gently, so as to correct their fault. So I'm going to start from the top again. And listen to this. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. It does not mean that I'm being a man pleaser. It just means that I'm not carrying your burdens, but I can bear them because I can help you to understand that I went through that. I used to be weak in that. And you got to do this in order to build up your strength. You got to stop doing this in order for to not fall into that place of weakness or darkness. You got to do this and you got to stop doing that. See, it's just for me to edify. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, because you're grown and you can do what you want to do. But what I am trying to do is help you not to do you, so you can be delivered simply from you. How about that? How about that? We need to be delivered from our own selves, our own thoughts, our own bewilderments, our own perceptions. We need to be delivered from our own selves. And because I'm stronger in that area, I can help you because you're weak. I'm not saying that you're belittled. I'm not saying that you're beneath. I'm not saying that you can't or you won't. But what I am saying is I can help you to do. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. So in other words, that person that is thinking, treating, or even acting evil towards you, or even performing wicked acts, those things is falling on me. And it is not falling on me because it is making me so weak, but it's falling on me because I got compassion inside of my heart. So the very person that's reproaching me, that reproach fell on me, and I just gotta pray for them. I can't point the finger at them. I can't wag the head. I can't make them feel as if they can't or that they won't. And And only reason why they feel like that is because the enemy talking in their ear. And they got this other side closed up. But we got to open up our hearts. We got to open up our thoughts. And we got to open up our minds in order for us to be delivered from our own selves and from the wiles and the deceitfulness of the devil. Because what the devil want to do is try to get you to think and believe not only that everybody is against you, but that don't nobody mean you no good. And what is that doing? Accusing folk. And he's a chief accuser of the brethren. Now that's what the book say. I'm just paraphrasing to help you. That's what I'm doing right now. For even Christ pleads not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on him. He came that we may be, that's why he had me play this song. He came for someone like me, baby, a wretch undone, a sinner. He came that I wouldn't be seeking and saying and in miry clay. He came that I can be free. And he knew that I wasn't going to listen to him all the time. He knew that I wasn't going to act the right way all the time. So nothing can talk not right. He knew these things. So he said, you know what? I'm going to make sure I put somebody in her life that'll be able to help her to know that this may be an area where you're weak at, but this person's strong and they can help you in your weak time. They can help you when you're thinking weak. They can help you when you're acting weak. They're not trying to make you feel some type of way or even look some type of way, but they're trying to make you be some type of way. See, I'm just telling y'all what the book said. This is the book right here. It's not me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. I just said that we through patience and comfort of what? The scriptures might have hope. You cannot have hope in your own self, baby, but you can hope in Christ. And in your hoping in Christ, he gave us the word that can help us to be edified. So we know that we got all kind of infirmities going on in our body. We got all kind of thoughts going on in our mind. But he said, this is what he said. He said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we may be able to learn something, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So in the midst of us speaking these scriptures, believing these scriptures, standing on these scriptures, we're going to have to be patient. But we so microwavable, we want everything right quick. But he said, if you got the strongest person bearing infirmities of the week. So because I see that you're weak in your mind spiritually, I'm going to help you to understand that there is hope in you becoming strong in the things that you think. How? It said, I just read it, by and through the scripture, right? So I'm going to come to you and edify you. And I'm going to say that the Bible says that you are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down everything to try to exalt itself. Every imagination. Any and everything that you think is contrary to the will or to the way of God. He said that you're mighty. He said that you got power in him. And you are able to do these things. Because what? You can do it through him. Christ. But because I come to you and I tell you these things, even before I get to the scripture, you think I'm trying to make you embarrassed or trying to make you feel shamed, or you going into a place of condemnation that ain't God either. You beating up on your own self. I ain't even got to do it. You think. But what do the Bible say? I'm going to read it again. The Bible says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have. So that should comfort you right there. The scripture that I just gave you should comfort you in knowing that you can become strong in your thoughts, baby. Why? Because you mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down every imagination that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, every thought. That's what y'all think I'm kidding. We going to Corinthians. Let's go to Corinthians. I'm not kidding. I'm telling y'all what the book say. 2 Corinthians, I think 10, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity what? Every thought to the obedience of Christ. So because I see you weak in that area and you be tossed to and fro by every word, every doctrine, every conversation, or every phrase that's coming to you, I'm going to come to you and tell you, you got to stop thinking so carnal. But because I say you thinking carnal, you mad? It's the truth. You thinking carnal and not spiritual, because the Bible says that you are mighty through him to pull down that carnal thought, boo. That's what the Bible says, not Yvette, but the Bible. The Bible says you have enough power inside of you because I made you mighty through who? God. So you ain't got to let that thing shake you or put you in that. What did he just had me to talk about that spider web? He just had me to stop from the top gate. I gave y'all the scripture and explained it, so you ain't got no reason to be lost or confused. He had me to stop from the top 3 times, so that we will get into that understanding and we will be able to know. Going back to Romans. I hope it's through them scriptures, baby. That's how we get our strength. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. What does he mean? I'm going to love you and take you even if you're weak in that area. It don't matter that you're weak in that area. Let me tell you why it don't matter. Because I'm stronger in that area, and I'm going to bear your infirmity that is weak in that area. And because you are weak in that area, I'm going to love you, I'm going to help you, I'm going to show you, and I'm going to instruct you what the book said that will help you to become strong. You have no reason to be embarrassed. You have no reason to be ashamed. You have no reason to feel guilty or think or believe that you're not good enough and you can't get it right or you won't get it right. Because today is the day that we have to choose. We have to choose to allow these scriptures to become life in our life. And the Bible says that through the scriptures we have hope. What? Through patience and comfort and knowing who we are, whose we are, and what power he gave us. That's why he said we have a form of godliness and deny the power, baby. We do not want to walk in authority, but we want to have authority. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say that one more time. We don't want to walk in the authority that God gave us, but we want the authority. In other words, everybody want to be the chief. Everybody think they know it all. Don't nobody want to help. Oh, it's just me. Or I can handle it. Or it's going to be okay. No, you ain't okay. Because if you was, you wouldn't cry every time something is said. You ain't okay. If you was, you wouldn't get mad every time something is done. You ain't okay. Or you wouldn't withdraw if you come out. I'm just saying. It's a weak area for us. And we all have weaknesses. But because others are strong in that particular area, it does not mean everybody is strong in that area. But that one person that he may send to you that is strong, that went through it, and know God will take you through it, baby, can encourage you by the edification through the word of God, which it causes us to learn more, to accept more, get into a place of patience, and not wanting to be so microwaving. And it will comfort you and console you in the midst of your what? Weakness. Huh. Why? Because you got hope through what? The scriptures. Now that's what the Bible say. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down all your weaknesses. Write down all these things that cause you to be conflicted and restricted inside of your mind, thinking and believing that you are by yourself and that you can't get over it, or it's too hard, or I'm tired of trying, or I don't want to. The Bible says you got a reward coming if you endure. say, thinking not strange are the fiery trials that come and try you as if some strange thing has come upon you. I'm giving you scriptures that should comfort you in the midst of it. So while you think that you ain't nothing, he said you more than a conqueror. While you think everybody is against you, huh? Who could be against me if God's standing for me? Come on, y'all. That's the authority that we have. The consolation and the comfort in knowing these things. People could say, do, act, or whatever. I've done no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on. He never said it wasn't gonna come. It wasn't gonna form. He said it wasn't gonna succeed. Come on now. See, these are things that we gotta stand on. But we put ourselves again in a place of degradation and segregation, or we withdraw, or we get into our shell. I see a turtle backing up in that shell. I see it. We allow ourselves to get into this place. Again, we don't want to walk in the authority, but we want the authority. How? What you mean? We coveting, we jealous, we want any and everything that God is doing in every side of it. When in actuality, don't you know you're trying to fight up against the God? Because that's his spirit. He said we are supposed to be like-minded and have one voice, one mind to the glory of God. What is that? So if all of us is testifying about our weakness that God made us strong in, then is that not one mind and one voice? Speaking of the goodness of God, giving him the glory of what he did when I was in that low place. He brought me out of that low place. When I thought I wasn't loved, he showed me that I was loved. When I thought I was alone, he said, I'm your friend. When I thought, come on, y'all. This is a book. I'm not making this stuff up. We should not get in that place of thinking and believing that we cannot have nothing. Because by the Bible says that we can have it in this life right here. We ain't got to wait to heaven to get a mansion. But we don't want to have the patience to learn. God got to teach us how to accept some things. Because some of us don't want to accept nothing. We just want to receive. We are takers instead of givers. But what the Bible says. Give, and it shall be given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. But we don't want to do that. And we think it's always talking about love. He said, no, give somebody a hug. Tell them I love you and I miss you. Give somebody a high five. Tell them it's going to be all right. Pat somebody on the back and say, oh, good job. We don't want to give what is due. He said, give honor to them that is a, and give. We want to muzzle the ox, baby. We don't want to honor absolutely nobody. I love that dress you got on, Augustine. It's beautiful. And it look good on you, baby. Now, somebody else may see that, and they'll look at it, and they'll look at you and roll your eyes. They go, why do you want your eyes? She look good. What's wrong with you? We're supposed to lift one another up. In other words, I know my hair look good. Instead, I'm just gonna keep doing this because I want somebody to say it. Ain't nobody gotta say it. You already know it. I'm just saying. The Bible says the strong is supposed to bear the infirmities of the weak. It does not mean that we are supposed to be men or women, please. But it means that we are supposed to be there to edify them in their weakest moment, at their weakest time, or whatever it may be. Because we all have weak areas that somebody else has experienced and God has strengthened them in. But when a person comes to you and asks you, well, what's going on? How you feel today? Then we lie blatantly. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, you ain't okay. You're not okay. There's no need for shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or for showing up lying. We as people have to get to a place or to a point of understanding these things. But because we think that people are going to look at us away or point the finger at the head or judge, what did I just read? The Bible said we also receive each other. Just as they are. It don't matter if they got a fault or they got a problem with jealousy. God working on that. And let me tell you how he going to work on it. He's going to keep letting you see stuff and keep it up that you can get out of that place of being jealous, and then you're going to rejoice with somebody that rejoices in their prosperity instead of being, I want that. No, what you want from them and what God has for you is simply for you. Why you want that stuff? How you know God ain't got something better for you? What the world? We walking around here with the wrong attitude. Again, we will not walk in the authority, but we want the authority. God said we are mighty through him to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought, what? Unto obedience. Them thoughts got to line up with the will of God, baby. You cannot sit up here and tell me that if you do not allow, speak, and believe those scriptures, that that evil and wicked thought ain't going to bow down to the word of God. It got to. I've been doing it for a whole lot of years. It got to. Oh, I don't like them because they did it. He said, bless them. They curse you and despitefully use you. But you don't want to bless them. You don't want to bless them. What you mean bless them? God, you know what? God bless you, baby. Now, go put something in their hand. Go there. You don't want to bless them. Because they don't deserve that. Let me tell you what this prophet told me before. We used to work together in ministry, and the Lord had me to correct her right then and there. It was this pastor that was coming up against me really, really heavy, because he felt like that I should just keep my mouth shut. He felt like I should not keep my mouth open and speaking the word of God. He wanted me to just be quiet. So he was coming up against me and then trying to recruit people and all that other different, which it did not matter. And so in the midst of it, while the Lord was telling me this scripture right here, let me read this scripture right here one more time. Wherefore, we're in Romans 15, chapter 7, verse 7. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Did not Christ receive me in my sin, in my mess? He did, didn't he? He came for somebody just like you did. Just, he did. Just the way I was messed up, baby. I done told y'all how that was. He received me just like that. It did not matter what nobody else said or what nobody else did or how they did it. He received me just as I was. And so in the midst, the two prophets that I was standing up there with, we was talking, I was sitting in the back seat, I never forget it. And they were sitting in the front, and they were just talking, and in the midst of it, I was just listening to them. They say, prophetess, he been going against you for years, and such, and you and such, and I just bust out crying and start praying for him. Because I was receiving him just like he is. It's not him, but it's that spirit that dwells down inside of him that wants to be raised up. See, he wasn't fighting up against me. He was fighting up against God. But because he felt like I was getting more attention than he was, it was not me getting no attention, but it was a spirit of God that was drawing the people. You understand what I'm saying? And so in the midst of it and him coming up against me, I just started praying for him. And then the prophetess just said, prophet, stop praying for him. Stop. Don't you pray for him. Don't you? You always doing that. Every time somebody coming up against you or something, you always praying that God show them mercy. You should be praying, Lord, slam it. I say, baby, I ain't David and I'm not in war. I say, I want God to have mercy on them just like he had mercy on me. Prophet. So that was an area where she was weak. And so because I was in an area that was stronger, I had to edify her and give her the understanding that the Bible says that we got to love anyway. The Bible says we got to forgive anyway. He said, how many times? Seven times, seven. Now he said seven times. That's a whole lot of forgiving. And we got to do it out of a pure heart and sincerely. We can't allow that person to ruffle our feathers again and then conjure up that stuff that you say you forget. You get that. That's oh, it's saying
it's gone.
It's gone. It don't even exist no more, baby. It can't get a do-over, and you cannot change it. So you got to forgive that thing for real, for real. So when something else rises up, oh, wait a minute. What the Bible says, I've been praying, Lord, teach me to be more like you. I'm teaching you how to love anyway. Because I said, nothing will separate my love from you. What's going to separate your love from your friend that betrayed you? What's going to separate your love from that person that despitefully used you? What's going to separate that love from that person that tried to recruit people against you, or lied and cheated? Or what's going to separate from that person that hates you? And that, you got the love anyway. Out of a pure heart and sincere. We got to take off these masks, because that's an area that is weak for them. And so we pray for God to help us in it. So I'm going to keep bringing these successes. The test will teach you the lesson that you can learn, and you can what? Cross over it. So when it comes to you again, it won't be so hard. Because the only way that he can perfect that thing that concerns you is if you keep experiencing it, what? Over and over again, until it get perfected. And once it get perfected, it don't move you no more. And what do you mean? You ain't going to act the same way. You ain't going to think the same way. You ain't going to treat the same. Your perspective even going to change. You got to... It's so many people that came up against me, and Keita could witness this. She could witness this. I was at this church, and all the folk and the people was coming up against me, and prophetess, one of the prophetess that was there, she said, Pastor, you are the such, and then I told them just like this. I said, it's okay, leave them alone. We just gonna pray for them. That's all you be wanting to do. It's your pastor. I said, yeah. That's it's okay. It's okay. Because let me tell you something about God. If I keep doing right, listen to this. He says, if your ways please me, I wouldn't withhold no good thing from you. So I'm going to make sure I'm pleasing him in spite of you not. You could keep doing you. Go ahead, boo. I'm going to keep praying for you with any and everything in me. I will not give up. Baby, whatever breath in my body, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to stand in the gap for you. I don't give a rest till what you think of me. How you feel about me. When you come or I come around or you act, I'm going to pray for you with every morsel and every fiber in my being. Because not only... am I praying because I want to be pleasing this God? No, I'm praying that God will give you a breakthrough. Because if I pray for you with any and everything in me, he told me that he'll make my enemies at peace with me. That's what he told me. He told me that. So if I keep praying and standing in the gap for you, and you hate me and you act, next thing you know, babe, I have experienced it. It was this prophetess that stayed in Michigan. And baby, the Lord had me to go up to her and reprove her and rebuke her. But he had me to do it with just me and her. And it made her feel some type of way. It made her, now mind you, I know that's an area where she weak in and I'm strong in. So God, and even though she older than me, it don't matter. It don't matter. The Lord had me to go to. And so that lady, she went to the pastor and told the pastor. And he called me in the office. And they just were standing up there just letting me have it. And I looked at him. I said, okay. Y'all all know that I honor and I obey leadership. I say, but it's somebody that's greater than us all. And if God tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. If you want to hate me for it, okay. It's okay. And I turned around and I walked out that office. Baby, by the time the next Sunday came, she was coming in there with a gift bag giving it to me. Because let me tell you something about praying for your enemies with any and everything in you. God, in the midst of you praying for your enemies, he freeing you. Did you hear me? He freeing you. When I had to literally hold my uncle hand and pray for him, the very first man that ever molested me as a kid, God freed me because I prayed for him with any and everything inside of me. I was free, finally, after all them years. We as people have to bear the infirmities of one another. That does not mean that you a man pleaser or a woman pleaser, or you going to bow down to them. No, but you are going to edify them through what? The scriptures that would give us hope and teach us patience, which is written for what? Our learning. Come on, write down all them infirmities. Write down all them weaknesses. Write down all these sins that causes us to get into that place of thinking and believing that we degraded, segregated, we embarrassed, ashamed, or feel like people looking at us, pointing a finger, wagging their head, they judging. So what? So what? Free yourself. Free yourself from the bondage that the enemy want to keep us in our minds and even in our hearts. We want to be free today.
Some people have seen where
there's a whole lot of stuff that we all done went through.
Don't really understand it.
It's a whole lot of stuff that we have experienced and we really do not understand it. And don't nobody really know your story and what you had to go through to get you to that place of strength. Don't nobody know. And if the Lord wasn't showing me some things right now, baby, I would know. Don't nobody know why you who you are today and why you still pressing. Because you know how to endure. How do I know? Because you kept having to go through it. Kept having to, so he done perfected it, and it don't move you like it used to move you. It don't shake you like. And then when you recognize that it got you mad or want to put you in that place of crying, baby, you start quoting them scriptures. And in the midst of you quoting it, it calms you right on down. And you be like, okay, I'm good. Don't nobody know your story. Don't nobody know what you've been through, how you went through it, how long you had to be in it, and ain't still got out of it yet. Don't nobody know. So write down that thing that got you feeling weak, that person that got you feeling weak, that thought that put you in a place of weak, that action that put you in a place of weakness. All this weak stuff, because you are mighty through God to the pulling down of some stuff. You can tear down some stuff, because what the enemy want to do is first keep you in that place of bondage. What do the Bible say? You got to first bind up the strong man. Ha! If he could get you to be weak when he know you the pillar, when he know you the one to hold it all together, if he could get you, he said he got to first bind up the strong man. That's the scripture, y'all. If he could bind up the strong man, guess what? It's over. It's over. When you on that battlefield, when you get ready to go on that battlefield, you first, you got to make up your plan. You got a plan going on. Y'all got a strategy. What is your strategy to tear down the walls and the barriers that the enemy has caused you to build up? What's your strategy? Because, baby, sometimes you got to scream so those walls can come tumbling down. You got to scream to shake up some things so those walls can come tumbling down. Baby, when the walls of Jericho fell, the Bible said they had to walk around it 7 times. And in the midst of them marching, the Bible said they was marching around it 7 times. That means they was stumping their feet. They was shaking up the earth and causing the foundation to become weak. Did y'all know that? He's showing me that thing right now. And in the midst of them causing the foundation to come weak, baby, they kept walking, didn't they? They kept marching, didn't they? They didn't stop. And every time it came to the end of the day, they'll Father, some things are shattered. How many times you have seen the glass shatter, but it did not break and fall out? So every time it shatter, every time it shatter, it get weaker and weaker. And that last time that they walked around and they screamed, baby came to me, baby, you better scream. You better keep walking and marching and pressing. You better use them scriptures and stand on them, which will give you that hope. You better have your comfort and consolation in Jesus Christ and knowing he came for somebody just like me. And know that it's somebody out there that's going to receive you and accept you just like you are messed up. And we all here together, getting together, together, baby. We all a big old hot delicioso of a mess. Take me as I am. And if you don't and you want to talk about me, just please know that, hey, it's okay. Keep on talking. They was talking about Jesus before he was born, when he came and he dead, and he is alive now, sitting on the throne, and they still talking about him. What make you think folk ain't gonna talk? Talk about me, because you ain't doing nothing but giving me an introduction. That's what they did to Jesus. Didn't they? They introduced that man, baby. Introduce me. Go ahead, keep talking. Keep on saying I'm this. Keep on saying I'm that. Baby, I done been called a devil, a witch. I done been called all kinds. Keep on saying it, because guess what? In the end, I had to pray for your healing, and I had to pray for your deliverance, and I had to pray for your freedom. Come on, somebody. Because I know if God be for me, who can stand against me? God is not a God of failure, but he is a God of succession. It does not matter what nobody say or what nobody think. What God solidifies, can't nobody uproot. Nobody. Nobody. I wouldn't give a rest to what they say. They cannot defame nothing that God has glorified. How you gonna try to pull down some God that raised up? How you gonna try? You cannot. Keep on digging your own grave. You want to put a noose around my neck and hang me, when the very gallows that you tried to make for me, you hanging your own self. You better ask Esther and the people who came up against her, Haman, baby. Everybody that came up against the men and women of God in the book, and they claimed and decreed their own demise. So you better be careful. And in the midst, I'm still going to receive you in your mess. And I'm going to pray that God show mercy. Because the Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall under the wrath of God. Don't nobody know your story.
My story.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
So I can tell y'all some stories. I can tell y'all how he delivered me from sickness and from death door, baby, when they said I was going to die. I can tell y'all some stories. He delivered me from defiling my temple, valuing myself. I can tell y'all how he spoke life into my life when I tried to kill myself. He said, I'm not you. I can tell y'all how he regulated my mind when I thought I was going crazy and had to take nerve pills. He settled some things. I don't shake no more. I can tell y'all how he gave me courage to walk through some things when I was afraid to face it. I can tell y'all how I went into a place where they had to put a paper bag over my mouth because I was in a place of anxiety when something came up against me or I did not want to face it. I was afraid to face it. Baby, I face it like head on. I'm like, David, who you think you is, you uncircumcised Philistine? Who you think you is? You ain't got nothing on me, baby. Because if God is before me, who can stand against me? Talk about me if you will. God is a God of succession. And he says, upon this rock, that's what. Can't nobody tear out nothing that God built up. You can't even tear her down. You may delay it, baby. But in the end, you'll be saying yes, Lord, sooner or later. You will get there by and by. Here's our story. Put these things on the altar. It's praying time. Come up here. Pray for yourselves. God can work that thing out for you that's in the inside of you that you keep trying to work out for yourself. You can't work nothing out. I know I can stop doing it. You can't work nothing out. You can't even think right. You can't even act right. You can't even speak right, even to your own self. Less known to somebody else. Oh God, touch us on today. As we give you all these things, Lord. As we put these things on altar. As we releasing these things unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we giving it to you, Lord, because we know that you can work it out. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it, Lord. And even though these things may seem like it's a struggle, even though these things may seem as if we can't get past it, Lord, it cannot be stopped, Lord. We giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we asking you to touch us in our hearts. Touch us in our hearts on today, God, because you don't want to know the story. You don't want to know the things that we go through in the wee hours of the night. You don't want to know how we toss and turn. You don't want to know how we afraid. You don't want to know the story, God. All the things, Father God, that causes us to take our own selves and put our own selves in the place of degradation and segregation. It is you, God, that know these things. And because we know that you know these things, God, we're opening up our hearts to you right now. We're opening up our minds to you right now. We're opening up our bodies unto you right now. And we're casting our cares on you because we know that you care for us. We know that you can work it out. We know that you can shake it out. We know, Father God, that you got our best interests at heart. And even though, Father God, we may not understand why we got to go through, you said it's for our learning. So Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today to take your word, which is your scripture, and apply it to our lives, God, that we would stand on that hope, having that confidence and that comfort that all things is going to work out for our good, because that's what you said, God. And even though these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, seem like it's not going to get better, we know, God, that you can work it out. So we crying out right now, Lord, work it out for us. Work it out for us, God. Work out that situation in our minds, Lord, that causes us to be in between, in between, and fickle. Work it out in our minds, God, that causes us to segregate or even degrade our own selves. Work it out in our minds, God, that we would declare and decree that thing that you have already spoken. Work it out in our minds, God, that we would simply believe and stand on your word and trust in you, God. Work it out in our minds, God, that we may be able to pray for one another with a pure heart and out of sincerity. Work it out in our hearts, God, that we may be able to forgive. Give us a heart of absolutions, that we would not hold on to this stuff. Work it out in our hearts, God. Work it all out, God, in our homes, Lord, where we would feel like we are in a safe place, our own sanctuary. Work it out, God, in our marriages, in our relationships. Work it out, God. Work it out, God, on our jobs, in our finances. Oh, God, help us on today, God. Work out all that stuff, Father God, that caused us, God, to put ourselves in a place of the Okoshagnetokosia. Remove the past. Work it out of our hearts. Work out that past. Them old ways. Them old actions. Them old doubts. Work it out, God. See, when he sing this song, we want him to work out that situation. But what he's saying right now is that he's going to work some things out of you. These things got to be worked out. And in order for him to work out, that means you got to labor, baby. You got to labor for yourself and your man. You got to labor for yourself and your heart. As he work it out, you got to do some work too. You got to stand in the gap for yourself. You got to fight for yourself. As God, because he already sent Jesus and gave us access and gave us the freedom. And so you have the Okoshana. Oh God, we casting all these seeds at your feet so that you can work it out. We casting every problem in the Okoshia. All them old ties and them soul ties. All those seeds got to go now, Makatana. All that stuff, Father God, that hinders us and keeps us in the same old place, taking us into the Okoshana. We are the Okoshana. We are the Okoshana. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Work it out, God. Work it out. He got the Okoshana. He come to the local sea. Tear down the walls and the barriers. Tear down the walls and the barriers right now. He come to the local shanna de la casia. Oh, Baba, ba, shanna de local sana. Work it out. Work it out, God. Work it out. It's some things, Father God, that we don't want to do. It's some ways we don't want to act. Oh God, work it out. Work it out, God. Work it out. Do it for us. Do it for us right now. Right now, Father God, as we give it all to you, God. As we give it all to you right now, y'all got to give it to him. You got to give it to him, y'all. You can't disregard it. You can't allow the enemy to deceive you in your mind and your thoughts right now, because deception is real.
I like that little song.
Just say, Lord, do it for me. Whatever it is, with any and everything in you, pray for yourself and say, Lord, do it for me. You know what I need you to do. You know what's best for me, Lord. Do it for me. Do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. Each and everybody that's on the altar, Lord, do it for them. That thing that they think is a struggle. That situation that caused them to be in a constant fight and battle in the inside. Oh God, all the infirmities, do it for them. Say, Lord, do it for me. Do it, Lord. On the count of three, y'all already know. I want you to release and scream and let it all go. Y'all want to tear down these walls on today. Because if he don't do it, can't nobody else do it. And you got to be for real, for real. So on the count of three.
Lord!
There it is.
Lord! Lord! Do it for me!
Do it, God.
Lord, do it for
One,
me!
One, two, three. Release it.
Do
it, God. Do it, God. That's it. Do it, Lord. Do it for them, God. As they release it unto you, God. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. Do it for them, God. Hide your local shana. That's it, Iroko Sia. Let them have it all. Let them have all the hurt. Let them have all the pain. Let them have it all. That's it. That's it. Let them have it. Let them have it all. Any of course, if God be for you, who can stand against you? He's going to work it all out for your good. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. There's nothing that man can do to you. It's only God. Do it for your people, God. Do it, do it. Now, God, every situation in the home, every situation on a job, every situation in a man, every situation concerning other people, God, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, God, do it, do it, do it, God. I'm standing in the gap. I'm coming to you right now on behalf of each and every individual. I'm touching and agreeing. Do it on today, God. Because you said that one can send 10,000. And then he don't go shut down. Oh, God. We are more than two. Hey, we are God shut down. Dispatch your angels. Do it on today. Do it right now. On behalf of your people. Do it right now. On behalf of that concern. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. We know that you are able. We know that you are capable. We know that there is nothing that is impossible. We know you can do it. You are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask, think, or imagine. So we landed at your feet. Do it, God. Do it, God. Right now, we're shaking it all off. We giving it all to you. We laying it at your feet. Because we know you are able. There's nothing impossible with you. There's nothing you can't do. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. You able to. fix it. You were able to change it. You were able to move it. You were able to settle it. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it right now. Do it right now. For every individual, every circumstance, every situation, every concern, go into the Geneocosia, into the homes, go into the marriages, go into the banks, go into the prisons. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Change it. Change it. Change it. Go into the hearts. Go into the minds. Do it, God. Ah, do it, Lord. We giving it to you. We giving it to you. We giving it to you, God. We bearing it right now. And we laying it down. We laying it down. We laying it down. We laying it down, God. Everything that's heavy on our hearts. Everything that's a strain in our brain. Everything that we carrying, God. We giving it to you. We releasing it. We releasing it. We releasing it. We releasing it. Oh God. Oh God. Do it, do it, do it, do it. 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 Concerning our children. Do it, do it, do it. Concerning our grandchildren. Do it, do it, do it. Concerning our finances. Do it, do it, do it. God, we're releasing it to you, God. All the stuff that's holding us into captivity, all the things that got us in bondage. Oh, Baba, we giving it to you. Everything concerning our loved ones that we have no control over, because no one is like you, God. No one can do it but you. No one can fix it but you. No one could change it but you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
No one, God.
Yes, Lord.
No one but you, God. You are the only one, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are the only one,
yes,
God.
Lord. Right
now.
Right
no
now.
One can do it but you.
Right now, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's none
yes,
like you.
Lord. Right now,
there's
Lord.
None like you.
Yes, Lord.
That's it.
Yes, Lord.
Give it all to him.
Yes.
You don't want to take nothing back with you. There's none like God.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody like him.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody. Yes, Lord. He stand all by himself.
Yes, Lord.
He can
come.
Your name stands.
Yes, Lord.
That's it.
Yes, Lord.
Give it to him.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Baba,
yes, Lord.
There's nobody like you, God. We know you're the only one that can change a man, God. We know that you are the only one that can settle some things in home. We know you're the only one that can settle some things concerning our children. We know that you are the only one that can settle some things in our body, God. We know that you're the only one that can settle some things in our heart, God. Oh, Baba, Baba, Hashanid la Kafia. You know the Akashanid la Kafia. You're the only one, God. You're the only one that can do it. 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 Do it, God. He can get it, Okosia. Is your name, God. No one can do it. There's nothing that is impossible with you. Nothing is impossible with you, God. Nothing is impossible with you. Nothing is impossible with you, God. There's none like you, God. There's none like you. There's none like you, God. There's none like you, God. None like you, God. Oh, Baba, Baba, Shani, the local Sia. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Jesus. 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 That's that name y'all can call on. That name Jesus can change things. Jesus. Jesus, it can change some things. The very demons is afraid of that name. I plead the blood of Jesus over your minds. I plead the blood of Jesus over your homes. I plead the blood of Jesus over your finances. I plead the blood of Jesus over your heart. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life. I plead the blood of Jesus over your family. I plead the blood of Jesus over your Koshana. Oh, Jesus. No other name. No other name. That's the name that holds the power. So we're going to call on the name Jesus. Jesus. Dispatch your angels. Jesus. Change that thing. Jesus. Jesus. He come to the Colosseum. Enter into that situation. Jesus. Enter into their heart. Jesus. 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 There's power in your name. No other name carries the power that Jesus carries. Jesus. 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 Do it, do it, do it. Jesus. Do it, do it, do it. You are able. You are able. Jesus. You are able. Jesus. You are able. Jesus. There's nothing impossible. Jesus. Jesus. Do it. Do it. Jesus. 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 Oh God, oh God, oh God. We're releasing it. We're releasing it. We shaking it off. We giving it all to you. We giving it all to you. We shaking it off. We releasing it. We giving it to you. We don't want it no more. We can't handle it. It's too heavy. It's too heavy. Glory. Jesus. 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 Every sickness you healed. Jesus. He cut me a little shana. Oh God. Do it, God. No other name. No other name. No other name. No other name, y'all. Oh Baba Shande de Locosia. No other name. No other name. It's just Jesus. 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 Purge, Lord. Any and everything that caused your people to be in bondage, purge. Purge the mind. Purge the heart. Purge, Lord. He's coming in a local sea. Any and everything that we digested that is not like you carnally, naturally, in our mind and in our thoughts, purge, Lord. Circumcise. Circumcise our hearts. Circumcise our thoughts. Circumcise our tongues. Circumcise us, Lord. Remove that stuff. Jesus, heal. Heal the hearts. Heal the minds. Heal the bodies. Heal the marriages. Heal the families. Heal the relationships. Heal the finances. Heal any and every circumstance. Heal our children, Lord. Heal our grandchildren. Heal our husbands. Heal the wives. Heal, Lord. Heal. Jesus. 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 on the table. Get us from stuck to that wheel, brother. Do it, Lord. Do it, God. Save us from ourselves. Save us from ourselves, Lord. Jesus. Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Jesus. That's it. Let it all out. Don't you take nothing back with you. He cut it across here. Don't you hold on to nothing no more. It's all gonna work out for your good. He cut it across here. He cut it across here. Do it, God. Jesus. That's it. Hiya, Baba, Shandy. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He come in Locosia for your presence. Thank you, Nini Locosana, for coming to see about us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For breaking some things off. Thank you, Jesus. For removing some things. Thank you, Jesus. For changing some things. Thank you, Jesus. For releasing some things. Thank you, Jesus. For opening some things. Thank you, Jesus. For closing some things. Thank you, Jesus. For your comfort. Thank you, Jesus. For your hope. Thank you, Jesus. For your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. For your grace. Thank you, Jesus. For your love. Thank you, Jesus. For the blood. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. For what you declared over our lives. Thank you, Jesus. For what you decreed. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for being a promise keeper. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the freedom through your son, Yokosi. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the access to your throne. Thank you for the intimacy you want. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for making us the apple of your eye. Thank you, God, for taking us just the way we are. Thank you for coming for somebody just like me. Thank you, God, for loving me even in our mess. Thank you for not allowing our mess to separate your love. Thank you for the sufficiency of your grace. Thank you for being our creditor. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you, Lord, for being our counselor. Thank you for being our lawyer. Thank you for being our judge. Thank you for the love affair that you gave us with your gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you our gratitude. We give you our appreciation. We're so grateful. We give you the salutations right now. We exalt you right now. We dare not exalt anything higher than you. We dare not allow these things to overtake us. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for throwing your weight around concerning us. Thank you for being our fixer-upper. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's it. Thank you, Lord. That's it, baby. You praise God. Don't you stop. Because when the praises go up, the blessings. come down. He gonna bless you. He gonna bless you. Oh, Baba, son, nere loco sia. He can nere loco son. Oh, Baba, son, nere loco sia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity. Oh, Baba, son, nere loco sia. Thank you, Lord, for the access. Oh, Baba, son, nere loco son, nere la cafia. Oh God, he got in the locosia. Oh God, and forgive us if we put anything higher than you. Forgive us if we exalted that problem higher than you. Because you bigger than that thing. You bigger than that thought. Your thoughts towards us are good. We thank you for that thought you got towards us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Oh God. He can never loco shine in la casa. Oh, mama, need a loco see. Lord, give us a heart of acceptance on today as we release these things. Let us accept your truth. Let us accept your word. Let us accept your freedom. Let us accept your love. Oh God. Let us, Lord. Let us, Lord. Let us, Lord. Oh God, let us rest in you. Let us rest in you, God, with assurance and confidence. Oh, Baba, shun me the locosia.
Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes,
because you
gave me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. He can thank you, Lord, for working it out. Hiya, Baba, Baba, Hashana. Our confidence is in you. Our confidence in you. Our assurance is in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I give it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We could depend on you.
Lord.
Jesus.
It doesn't matter what comes my way.
It don't matter what comes your way. You could depend on God.
Yes.
Let that be your foundation.
Yes, Lord.
Let that be your solidity.
Yes, Lord.
I hope y'all hear me. You could depend on God. It's going to work out for your good, baby. That's for sure and for certain. Thank you, God. You are so dependable.
It doesn't matter.
Jesus. It don't matter what come your way. You still God. Thank you, Jesus. It's working out. It's working out. Thank him for working it out. He loves us like that, y'all. He loves us like that. Excessive love. Thank you, Lord.
You love me too much.
Thank you, Lord.
You love me too much.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him a head clap of praise, y'all. Come on, let's give it to him. Thank you, Jesus. You're so dependable. You love us so much. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you want to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Unconditionally. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
What would I have been? Where would I have been?
That's it. Thank you, Jesus. 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 He's so dependent. He's so dependent. He's so faithful. And he's so just. He working out that thing when you can't see him working. God like to work behind the scenes so that you know without a shadow of a doubt it was him. And then we could get on one accord and glorify him for what he do. That's kind of God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Now I'm standing here.
Everything that you are is because of God. And we're not going to allow these things to keep us in bondage. We ain't bound no more, y'all. I'm free. Y'all free. Claim your freedom. Never bound again. Never bound again. Never bound again. We thank you. I just thank God. And I hope y'all feel better. Anybody feel better? Because I feel so much better. I feel so much better. I thank God for freedom. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. If you didn't hear the whole sermon, please, I beg you. You better. It was good. It was good to me. Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Read it. Listen to the sermon. Because he expounded on that thing today. That we may be able to understand. And we won't get stuck. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Romans 15, verses 1 through 7. Yeah. The name of the sermon, I'm sorry, baby, was Our Infirmities, The Fight Within, The Struggle Within. Our Infirmities. So go on our website, go on YouTube. Thank God for his word. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We're going to give you guys some envelopes. Thank you, Jesus. Augustine need one too, sweetie. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something said on today that would encourage you guys to keep on pressing and keep on moving forward. Knowing that you are not alone, we are your helpers, one to another. We got to keep praying for one another. We gotta do that.